If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Hey everybody, this is actually going to be a very long daily update, and I don't know, I really have something valuable that I think I need to share with you, and I think this video is it just needs to be long form, so please stick it out until the end. I think you're gonna find some value from it, and let's hop in. So, I wanted to talk about a big decision my wife and I made recently. And that decision was to go to Carmel, California, Carmel by the Sea, for a month in October. And if you look at some of the previous episodes or a couple of the other daily updates, you see me talk about my nerves when talking to my team about leaving for a month. You can see some of the anxiety. Because, you know, I always talk about risk. And I always talk about all of us needing to do what makes us happy. Yet, I have gone 3, 4, 5 years wanting to do something like this and never making that leap. Because, you know, it felt too risky. It didn't feel like the right time. I didn't want to feel the pressure of figuring out how to run a business remotely. And I think all of you guys, and just some of the DMs that I'm getting about individuals saying, hey, you're changing my life, or hey, I took your advice and it's paying off, or please give me more advice on how I can improve myself and take those risks. All of those comments and DMs, all of you guys, actually convinced me to finally make a move. Because I was sitting there one night, and this was roughly 3 weeks ago, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, wow, if all these other people are taking my advice and doing something great, doing something that makes them happy, why am I not doing it? It's like, that's just dumb. Why would I give advice, or why would anyone listen to me if I don't take my own advice? And I just switched to the other angle because, you know, I thought just out of kindness it'd be nice if you had a different view every once in a while. But back to it here, I don't think, even if you want to do something really badly and you want to do something to change your life and become a happier human being, I don't think you should just jump in without thinking it through. And that's one thing I used to be really good at. I used to be really good at doing that thing where it was like, you know what, this doesn't make me happy. I'm gonna jump off board. I'm gonna quit everything and I'm gonna focus on my passion again. I didn't enjoy this concept, so I'm moving on. And that was a problem because I think you need to pursue your passion, but you also need to commit to things. You need to be responsible and you need to be reliable. I'll give you a quick example. And this changed my life. So I've always believed you need to pursue your passion, right? Always. So when I was in college, I actually started 8, 9, 10 businesses. I don't remember the exact number. And I sold a few of them, which was great, I guess. I failed epically at a couple more, and I walked away from a whole lot of them. And even the ones that I sold, I pretty much just walked away from because I didn't want to run them anymore. And the reason why I would keep walking away is because it wasn't something I was passionate about. At least I didn't believe it was something I was passionate about. And one of my mentors, he changed my life. I graduated from college, I'm starting a new company, and he sits me down in his office. Sits me down in his office of roughly 400-ish people, and he looks at me and he goes, "Bobby," sorry, he wasn't exactly just talking in a normal voice, he was yelling at me. He said, "Bobby, you are a fucking waste of time." And I sat there dumbfounded. This is coming from my mentor, one of my good friends. And he said, "You are a fucking waste of time." He said, "You are somebody that doesn't even let his passion evolve. You are somebody that is so focused on doing what you want that when things get tough, you don't stick it out. You just move on." He said, "You're someone that likes to start things and then you like to unload them before they become anything great." And he's like, "You just frankly," and this is all yelling in front of 400 employees on a huge, in a huge office in Minneapolis. Then he yells the final thing of, "I will not fucking mentor a piece of shit until he can commit to something." And I actually left that day feeling like I had just gained the most valuable information I had ever heard in my life. And that information has actually made it so I have not tried this whole remote working thing for a month. It's been 2.5 years since I met with this individual. And it's been 2.5 years that I have been fully committed to GoMahi.com. And I have been too scared to leave for a month and try to figure it out while I'm gone. I've been too scared because I felt like I'm not committing to the bit. I'm not being responsible. Sure, I've traveled for a week or 2 weeks at a time, but I've never thought it was a good idea to leave for a month. But thanks to all of you guys, I realized, you know what? I can take that risk because I can do something that makes me feel uncomfortable because I do have the ability. I'm not a tree. I'm not stuck rooting in the ground. And it was just refreshing because I realized, you know, he said I need to be responsible and I need to commit, but he never said I need to eliminate my passion. He never said don't pursue the things that you really want. So I've been spending the last 3 weeks before I made this decision planning everything, structuring the company in a way that it can work while I'm out of town, making sure I've been testing it with sales meetings. I've been planning to do things in person and then calling these individuals and saying, "Ah, gosh, guys, could we actually do it over video call?" I've been trying to find out if we can actually close deals through video. If we can close deals over the phone, or do I have to be in their office? I've been setting up new calendars with Calendly. I've been making sure that I can figure out how to talk to every single person remotely. Our team, we've been setting up Discord and Slack. I've been sending daily or weekly messages to all people on our staff. just to make sure they have an idea that I'm still here, I'm still there for them, but I'm just remote. And if anything, I hope it appears that I'm there for them more because I'm always touching base every day. So it's taken 3 weeks to create the structure that I need to have in place to be responsible while pursuing my passion. Just really to sum this up quick, every single one of you should take that leap. You guys have helped me take that leap, and this is proof that anybody can do it in whatever circumstance, you can do it. Just do it today. And if you need help, let me know and I'll be there for you every step of the way.